Hello and welcome to Strangecast, episode 50.
Can you Adam and Eve it?
No, I don't think I can. We've got to the 50th episode, which just feels like a nice milestone, really.
Yeah. I guess some people would say we should wait and sort of celebrate, make a big deal out of 52 for it to be a full year. But
that won't be a full year, will it? Because that's only 2 weeks away. And even that doesn't come round to the 24th when we started.
Mm.
So we've got a bit of a while to go yet. But we can just celebrate twice.
Yeah.
Who cares?
We can.
But yeah, here we are at 50. A nice round 5-0. That's nice. So what are we doing? And how have you been? I feel like we've got a lot to talk about somehow.
I don't know. I mean, I guess we have had a busy week.
Yeah.
We all went shopping to Westfield, doing the back to school shops and things.
Yeah.
You
had fun going through the fringes of the carnival?
Me? Yeah. I'm not sure fun is the right word.
No.
It's
maybe
a bit
not.
Chaotic. A bit crazy. But yeah, there was Notting Hill Carnival. And I, was on the outskirts of it.
Yeah, and you sent me a recording, which I have.
I did, yeah.
Sounded pretty cool.
Yeah, so loud.
I don't think
loud.
I can show you guys because of music being copyright, but just imagine it sounded cool in your head.
Yeah. Just super, super loud.
It was.
But yeah, what else have we done this week?
Well, I've had a sort of busy week.
Yeah,
because of
you
Jake.
Talk. Yeah.
Jake gave me a graphics card for my, I call it the granddad PC, because it's probably as old as your granddad, in computer years. This thing was built before Alice, no, just after Alice was born, so 2012. I've had it running all this time, so it's a 13-year-old machine. Or it will become November 30 anyway. And it's still running and going strong. It's running Windows 10, and therefore Microsoft says, because it is too old, it can't run Windows 11. But I'm determined to keep it alive for as long as I can, because I like to hold on to technology. If I can. So he gave me this graphics card, which is cool because I'm no longer using onboard graphics, which is very slow for those of you who don't know. Using an independent graphics card means that your tasks are separated between your processor and the graphics. So the machine is faster. I upgraded it with extra RAM because I was bored. And it's been rather fun, just sort of giving it a new lease of life, but without doing too much. Not too much. It hasn't had very many upgrades over the years as well, so it's been fun. And also, I interviewed a famous artist, depending on who you ask, and depending on the genres you listen to, a guy called Andy Norell. And I don't usually talk about this, but at the end of each episode, there's always a little something beyond the music. And this week, you'll hear 2 minutes of that interview, and if you want to hear the full thing, you can go to YouTube to hear it in full. So on Carnival Sunday last week, I sat down with him for an hour, and he told me a lot about his life and the music and the fact that he's played in shows like Sesame Street and Eddie Murphy's 48 Hours and a whole bunch of other things. If you've heard Steel Pan, because he's a Steel Pan player, in anything, there's a high chance that he was probably the player. Not for definite, of course, because there are thousands of Pan players. But if you've heard anything famous, there's a high chance it was him who did it. So that was exciting.
Very cool.
Yeah. You'll have to listen to that at some point yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
You'll learn a lot. But that's me. And of course, yesterday was amazing with the shopping experience. We had a big pizza, didn't we? Birthday pizza
Tuesday,
for you.
But yes.
Oh yes, yeah, it was. Gosh, the day goes by. And you've been to the theatre, so you've done more than
gosh,
you think.
Yes.
See?
I forgot. Yeah, I took the kids with my sister to see The Mousetrap, which is an Agatha Christie, like whodunit, I guess.
And actually, when you got back, it was so late that we didn't even talk about it. So
no,
after the
didn't.
Quiz, you tell me if it was late. Really good.
It was, not. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do the quiz and then you can tell me all about that.
Okay.
Because I haven't asked yet.
So last week's question was... Not 100% sure how you want to pronounce it. It's either globophobia or globophobia. Is a fear of what? And it was either footballs, travelling, or balloons.
Well, a few people did get it, I believe.
Yeah, I think people did.
Tara on WhatsApp just wrote me the one word, balloons.
Yeah. And that is the correct answer. It is balloons.
There are a few people, I think, in the comments.
Yeah, so well done.
Yes. I wouldn't have known that, I must say.
No. So this week's quiz question is, what is the study of mushrooms called?
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah. I don't know the answers ahead of time, by the way, so I can't blurt them out. Because, you know, in my head I won't go, oh.
I don't tell him.
He doesn't tell me. She? What? I don't tell myself. Right, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Freaky. By the way, you're hearing this on Friday, so I'd love to wish my happy wife, hopefully happy anyway, a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yep. We're recording on tomorrow. Thursday.
Yep, we are. Tomorrow is my birthday.
You're still young.
Maybe.
I'm still young. Look, if I'm still young, you're still young.
You are still young.
There you go then. You can't be older, can you?
No, I don't mind. It's fine. It's we'll still cling on. It's not the big birthday till next year.
No. Got a while yet.
Okay, so the theatre.
Yes, do tell.
I mean, I can't really tell that much because it is a whodunit, and
you don't give it away.
Obviously, you don't give it away, and they say, you know, please keep this. It's the longest running show at the theatre. I think
in the
it
UK.
Was 72 or 73 years. I can't quite remember. So they do say out in the main theatre, there's, you know, posters that say, please don't share the outcome. And at the very end, one of the actors says, you know, again, please help us keep this secret alive and don't tell people.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
It must be 72 years. If it started in 1953, I think Jake told me.
Then, yeah. Must be.
Impressive.
So that
but
was
really it a
fun.
Good production at least?
Yeah. I mean, it's quite slow in that it's, you know, we're used to sort of going to the theatre and seeing big, loud, like musicals and things like that. This isn't that. You know, this is more of a play. So it is much sort of quieter and slower paced and things, but it was really, really good. We all really enjoyed it.
Good.
And we guessed halfway who, you know, in the interval, who we all thought.
Were you correct?
Jake and I were.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was good.
Putting his analytical mind to use.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I read / listen to so many thrillers. I feel like I'm quite good at sussing things out now.
Speaking of which, what about your current book? Is that Such or is that something else?
Yeah, it is. I've actually just finished that one and I'm about to start reading.
You did tell me that I had to read it afterwards. If you finished it and you liked
book
it.
Two. I do. And I was a bit like, oh, I don't want to know more. But then there are more books in the series with the same characters.
Okay. So who is it?
So the author is... Oh, how do we think I say that? It's Michael Robotham? Robotham.
Yeah, maybe. Or Robotham.
Robotham.
That's a hard name.
And the first book is Good Girl, Bad Girl.
Or Robert Ham.
Yeah. Could be Robert Ham. And it's, yeah, the Cyrus Haven series. And I really, really enjoyed it. I think I've listened to it over 3 days, which, you know.
It's quick for you.
For me, it's, yeah, really quick. I've just been listening to it.
Super engrossing then.
Yeah. Really, really good.
Okay.
So I would definitely recommend that.
Well, there's your book recommendation for the week.
Yeah. Anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, actually, Westfield, where
oh,
we went.
Oh, yeah, you can talk all about your and Jake's.
I'm saving a lot of money. I'll have to spend a fair bit of money because basically what happened is I went to Westfield. We went to Westfield. We went to the EE store with Jake. I did. To get his SIM replaced because his SIM was not working correctly. And I thought it would be a quick 10-minute job. We'd just show some ID, swap the SIM and leave. Didn't turn out like that. I was there for about an hour and a half, I think, all told. Maybe even an hour and three quarters. We got a very helpful guy called Peter. And when we sat down on the sofas in the EE store, it's very much like Apple service, very high quality. They offer you tea and coffee and water and all sorts. So I sat down, and the guy comes over, and he says, "All right, how may I help you today?" And Jake told him what the problem was and what we wanted, and also that we wanted to add roaming to his SIM for his trip to Barcelona. So he pulls out my account details, and he says, "Do you know that the highest SIMs on your account, because I basically do lines for all the family, I could save you about £100 in total each." Sorry, in total, not each. That would be a lot. So I said, "No, I didn't. What do I have to do?" And instead, I had to change my broadband provider to EE from Sky. So I did that on the spot there and then. They also pay the termination fee, which is good because it's £300 to leave for me. And they pay up to that. So that's good. And Jake got his stuff sorted out. We got lots of perks for switching fully to them, which is nice. Didn't expect any of that. And also we're paying a lot less for most of the SIMs on the account. So I will be saving money. And, you know, the cost of living crisis and everything. Wherever you can save, you want to be saving.
Definitely.
So, for example, mine and your SIMs, I think we have the world roaming package or whatever they called it. Roaming in Zone 1. We were going to look that up, weren't we, Zone 1?
Apparently that's just Europe. So I'm not sure if there's any difference between ours and the kids then.
The kids, yes, but ours is more.
Oh, okay.
So we have Europe, and we have the US and Canada, and New Zealand, apparently.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know how many other countries, but that's quite a lot. Let's go. So that was not what I expected. But I'm looking forward to reaping the benefits. It'll be a couple of months before I can see that because, of course, the first bills are prorated and everything. So it won't be instantaneous, but it will be better than it was. Yeah. Jake is also happy because as a benefit of joining EE Broadband, he gets access to Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. So he won't have to pay for, you know, the big titles anymore. So he's a happy chappy. That won't come until the contract starts for the new one. You know, the boy's pleased. Mm. And you'll be saving money because we're switching to Apple One. That's also an EE benefit, isn't it? So yeah, we should be able to save money on iCloud and Apple Music. So all told, hopefully.
Saved some money.
Yeah, when we get going. I'm quite looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Because honestly, you can every little counts right now.
This is, I think, going to be more than a little. So
yes,
that is good.
So that's me and you.
Yeah.
And so, go on then.
So, we will be talking about Cockney rhyming slang, which, if you don't know what it is, maybe you're not in the UK, it is a form of language that has started in London's East End. So you replace a word by a two or three word phrase that it rhymes with. So we thought we would go through some examples and, I'm going to read them out to you and you can see if you know what they are.
Yes.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, the first one.
Indeed.
So Adam and Eve.
Believe.
Believe. So you would say, "I can't Adam and Eve it." Instead of saying, "I can't believe it." Alligator?
Oh, not a clue. So it's rhyming slang. So
it's just rhyming.
Something that comes along with it. Is that where "see you later" came from?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I'm not 100% sure if that's where it originated, but that is what it means, is later. So "see you later, alligator."
Right. So that definitely made it to the US because it's something that kids say.
I feel like this is maybe one of the most common ones that they talk about in or mention in films or TV shows. Apples and pears.
Stairs, yep.
Yeah, let's go up the apples and pears.
I don't know why you'd want to climb those. It'd be very wet and juicy under your feet, but anyway.
Army and Navy.
Army and Navy. Wow. Having a baby? No, I don't know.
No. Gravy. So an example would be, "pass the army down, the meat is dry as Gandhi's flip-flop."
That is so much effort.
Yeah, but it's not there to be a shortened thing. Apples and pears is not shorter than stairs.
No, it's really not.
Yeah, it's, yeah. You know this one. Aunt Joanna.
the piano.
Yeah.
Which is or over there.
Piano. So it wouldn't work if you spoke like me, but if you were a bit more of a...
Like your dad.
Yeah. A Cockney and called it a piano.
Played a piano, mate.
Then it would be...
Let's hear Joanna.
Aunt Joanna. So an example you would say, he can bash out a tune on a Joanna.
I want to go back a little bit because you talked about Gandhi's flip-flops without even explaining why Gandhi is at the dinner table in his flip-flops.
You don't need explanation. It's Cockney rhyming slang.
I do because I don't know what the word behind it is.
What?
Gandhi's flip-flops.
Gandhi's flip-flop. Yeah. Well, Gandhi is Gandhi.
Yes.
And his flip-flop would be dry.
Because it isn't
in
the water.
It's a bit of a flip-flop.
Yeah. That is so... Okay, that's crazy. I live here and I don't know half this stuff.
Yeah. Bacon and eggs.
Legs.
Yeah. Cool. Look at those bacon and eggs.
Sure. Why not?
Bag of sand.
Land?
Grand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you can have a bag of sand, Joanna? for a grand.
Yeah. I guess you could. Barnet Fair.
Hair, maybe?
Yes.
She's got a lovely barnet and fair.
Yeah, which makes sense because, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just how I grew up because my dad comes from, that part of London. So he would say things occasionally. I mean, he doesn't like particularly talk in that way all the time. But
typically EastEnder, though.
I have heard a lot of, oh, look at your barnet or you need to wash your barnet or whatever. Like I have heard that before, but I didn't realize that Barnet Fair was hair.
That's so...
So an example for that would be, see you there at 6, I need to get my barnet cut.
Wow.
Yeah. Barney Rubble.
Trouble.
Yeah. He loves a Barney, that one.
That's probably where that comes from then. Yeah. Having a Barney.
Having a Barney. You hear that.
You do. It's interesting how that some stuff makes it into popular language and some stuff does not.
Yeah. Battle Cruiser.
Bruiser.
Boozer, like a pub.
Yes.
Fancy a quick pint in the boozer after work.
But that would be in the Battle and Cruiser after work. No?
Well, no, it says boozer. So I don't know.
Interesting.
Weird. Okay, I can't say that one. that is not okay. Biscuits and cheese.
Knees?
Yes.
I was guessing.
You've got knobbly biscuits.
Wow. And we don't mean hobnobs.
No. Boat race.
Face.
Yeah.
Oh, so this biscuits is so and bad. Cheese boat race. Oh my gosh.
This is so bad though. She's got a body from Baywatch and a boat from Crime Watch.
Oh my lord.
Oh,
Crime Watch is like a sort of a most wanted program over here. It used to be. I don't know if it still is. I used to watch it as a kid. Scary.
Yeah. Brassic lint.
Nope.
Skint. I'm proper brassic at the moment. You must have heard that before.
That one, yeah. 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 Okay, when you said that, it made sense. Brassic lint. They're quite strange, these.
Bread and honey.
Money.
Yeah.
To do with skint again.
Which then, the example of the sentence you would say would be, you got any dough, I'm skint till payday. So bread and honey to make dough.
Yes.
I guess, because the dough comes from the bread, I guess.
So, lots of dough, no dough.
Yeah. Brown bread.
No.
Dead. You keep that up and you'll be brown bread.
Okay.
Have you not heard that one?
Yes, now you say that.
Yeah.
But it's all about context. I have to think about it.
Bubble and squeak.
Weak.
Greek.
Greek.
Go see George the Bubble. He'll sort you out.
It's weird that they don't give the full thing. I mean, I suppose if you know.
I think it is like, you have to know.
You have to know.
To make sense. Bubble bath.
Hearth. Sounds like fireplace. Oh, really?
You're having a bubble, mate.
Which is not the same as bubble and squeak. See, it's again, context.
Yeah.
They're totally different. What if the Greek was laughing? The bubble is bubbling. There you go.
I don't know. Okay, this one. Butcher's hook.
Crook.
Look.
Oh, look.
Have a butcher's at this.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Again, language.
China plate.
I'll know it when you say it.
Mate. All right, me old China?
My music teacher used to say that to us a lot.
Yeah. Cream crackered.
Tired. Knackered.
Knackered. I'm absolutely cream crackered.
Yeah, we do that.
Currant bun?
No.
Sun?
Oh, okay.
Jake. Daffer down dilly.
Not a clue.
Silly. She's a daffy one.
Whoa.
Great. I know.
Americans, are you confused yet? I know I am.
Dicky bird?
That's not the word I was thinking. Go on.
Word?
Okay. Wait,
I want a dicky with you.
I was going to replace the W with a T.
Didgeridoo?
No.
Clue? I ain't got a didgeridoo, what's going on? Dog and bone, that's a really obvious one.
Yeah, the phone.
Yeah. Donkey's ears?
Could talk the hind leg off of. No? What?
No. Years. I've not seen you in donkeys.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But then you can also talk the hind leg off of a donkey, and that's where I was confused.
Dustbin lids?
Well, unless your name's Sid.
Kids.
Okay, how do you use that one?
She was decent before she had a couple of dustbin lids.
Do you feel that way?
No, I don't think our children are dustbin lids.
I don't think so.
Frog and toad?
Ooh. I feel like I should know that.
Like, road.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Giraffe?
Bath?
Laugh. Goosey gander.
But wait, if bubble is laugh, then giraffe is laugh. It all comes back.
I don't know.
What was... Wait, how do you use the sentence of the previous one?
Which one?
The one before giraffe.
Frog and toad?
Yes. What's their example?
What are you driving for? It's only down the frog.
Okay, any French people listening?
Goosey gander.
It's like another look, isn't it? I'll have a gander
look,
at that.
Yeah, let's have a gander. Grasshopper.
Helicopter.
Copper.
Okay.
He's a grass, that one.
That's where that comes from.
Yeah.
Don't grass you up.
Gregory Peck.
No.
Neck. Get that pint down you, Gregory.
Ooh. Do you know, it's interesting because looking at all these, if you were to combine them into like a book and say nothing but those, you'd certainly confuse the world, I think.
Yeah. Hampstead Heath.
That's local.
Teeth.
Oh,
well, he's been to Turkey to get himself new Hampsteads.
This is a thing that people do.
Okay, this one, I feel like a lot of people will know this one. Hank Marvin.
Starving.
Yeah.
Starving like Marvin.
Oh, no, that's another one we can't say. Cain and Abel.
Table? Lather?
Table. Grab a Cain and Abel and I'll get the beers.
Ah.
Lemon squeezer.
Teaser.
Geezer.
All right, lemon. So you're a juicy lemon.
Loaf / crust of bread.
No.
Head.
Is it?
So you'd say, use your crust, mate.
Or use your loaf. We do say that.
Yeah, that's true. Mince pies.
Eyes?
Yeah.
I don't even like mince pies.
Oh, I do. Moby Dick.
Quick.
Sick.
Oh, really?
I can't come in today feeling right, Moby Dick.
I think, are these all Victorian? They've got to be Victorian, right? The whole idea, where it started.
Probably. I can have another look back.
It's quite an interesting thing. It's weird, but it's interesting because...
New Delhi.
Belly.
Yeah.
Well,
my New Delhi is playing up today.
Well, if you've eaten curry the night before...
Ones and twos?
Shoes?
Yeah. Pen and ink.
Well, I was thinking stink, but it can't
be. It is. It's stink.
Is it really?
Peat Tong.
Oh, wait, I've heard that. I can't think of it now.
It's all gone Peat Tong.
Broken.
Wrong.
Wrong, yeah.
Plates of meat.
Feet.
Yeah.
You've got...
Porky pies. We all know that one.
Yeah, yeah, that's lies for sure because it's what you tell.
Rabbit and pork.
Not a clue.
Talk.
Oh, so she's like rabbiting on. Yeah. Hey, we both said that.
Yeah. Rosie Lee.
Tea.
Yeah.
A cup of. They actually made a tea called that, didn't they?
Yeah. Maybe. Ruby Murray.
Sure. Rudy Murray.
Ruby Murray.
Ruby Murray. In a hurry.
Hurry.
Really?
Did you not know that one?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
So you have to come up with some kind of, for next time, I won't make you do it now. You've got to come up with an entire sentence.
A whole sentence. Scooby-Doo.
That is, isn't it? I don't know. I know it.
I ain't got a Scooby.
I haven't got a clue, yeah.
Yeah. Sherbet Dab.
What?
Cab.
Oh my God.
I'll get a sherbet and meet you there. Skin and Blister.
Sister.
Yeah.
Have they got one for brother?
Not that I found yet. Skyrocket.
Socket. That's Pocket. What I think it should be.
Pocket. Tea leaf.
No.
He's a right little tea leaf, that one.
Thief.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Okay, not that one.
I want to find out who wrote these.
Treacle Tart.
Not what I was thinking.
Sweetheart.
Okay.
Trouble and Strife.
Wife.
Yes.
By the way, not applicable. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know where my bread's
Uncle
buttered.
Bert.
Hurt.
Shirt.
Shirt.
Uncle Ned.
Head again.
Bed. And Whistle and Flute.
Scoot. Boot. Loot.
Suit.
Oh, suit.
Yeah.
Lots of words for clothing.
Yeah.
And lying down.
And lying down. Oh, dear. I'm trying to just scroll this bit to see if I can...
Where did you find all those?
Figure out.
Reddit?
This was on a website called morningglorylondon.co.uk.
Okay. I haven't heard of that one.
Where it talks about it. But there's loads if you Google.
I just think it's interesting, the example phrases they gave you.
Yeah.
Because if you use them now, people will think you're crazy.
Definitely.
But I just like the idea. Teach it in schools, and then people can have like a whole conversation like that. And now I wonder if there are such things in your place of living, because I should imagine that there are probably, I don't know. Actually, I did see a video from a YouTuber of Americanisms that Brits don't know, and it was really good.
Oh, we should look at that next time then.
I have to try and find the video. It was really interesting.
Yeah.
He's a guy called Evan. He's lived here for over 10 years, I think. So he does a lot of things Brits don't know and vice versa. I learned a lot.
So we're ready for our strange news story?
Yes, but you need to find a slang term for strange news now.
Okay, well, whilst I'm thinking, I'll just read you the article.
In Cockney rhyming slam, right?
I think not. So the headline is, thousands of hot dogs spill across busy highway. So this is from the 2nd of August this year. Crews mustered up the courage to dispose of thousands of sausages, with a fire chief saying, "I can tell you personally, hot dogs are very slippery. I did not know that." So a truckload of hot dogs spilled across a busy road in Pennsylvania. There was a mechanical problem that meant that the truck scraped along a concrete divider, ripping the trailer open and scattering the sausages across the highway.
Oh,
it was the worst, spelt W-U-R-S-T.
Obviously.
Yeah. Friday commute that most tourists in Shrewsbury had to contend with for years. And there are pictures of many, many hot dogs all over the road being scooped up, just as a front loader was used to scoop up the wieners and drop them into the dump truck.
That's so sad.
Yeah, that's a lot of waste.
All that hot doggy goodness gone.
Yeah.
What a silly sausage.
It was a very silly sausage. Multiple silly sausages.
Yes.
But yeah. That's so there good. We go. That is our strange news of the week.
I wouldn't want to eat them, though.
Oh, gosh, no.
I mean, the thing is, when you look at that, you wonder why they weren't properly wrapped up or something.
They were in boxes, but I think it fell out and they just kind of
exhibited.
Yeah.
That is so wild. Is it time to finish your tea then?
Yes.
I finished mine.
Yeah. It's tea time.
Tea time. And the washing machine agrees it's just finished as well.
Yeah.
That's real funny. Well, this is it. You see, we have reached a milestone of 50, and hopefully we can do another 50 more. Thanks for coming along for the ride, whether you're new or old, or new or not old, as you were. But it's been nice. It sounds like we're ending, doesn't it? It's been nice to have you along, and we hope that you will stay along with us.
Yeah.
And if you have anything to say, any comments, good, bad, or ugly.
Suggestions.
Yes.
We're always, always open for suggestions of things to talk about.
Because talking is our thing.
Yeah.
Weekly. So we will be back next week for another talkie and see what we can do. But in the meantime, maybe if you try writing your comment in Cockney rhyming slang, just to be different, that would be rather cool.
I'll definitely read those out.
You've got to try. And we'll see if we can actually understand it all.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I can. Clearly, I don't know as much as I thought I did.
Nope.
Oh well, I guess I'll go edit this and maybe play the Joanna. Until next time.
Bye.
Inspired by sound. Sound.
Hello, this is Artist Spotlight, and I'm very fortunate to have a friend, a steel pan player, in the room with me today, a guy called Andy Norell. Some of you will have heard of him, hopefully many of you. But for those who haven't, Andy, tell me about yourself.
Oh, no.
All of every last thing.
Everything. You know, people have been telling me I should write a book because I've been telling so many stories. You get to that point in life where you just have so many stories to tell that it's nonstop, you know.
That's life, isn't it?
But it's a daunting undertaking, you know, to even think about starting it. So I'm not there yet, but
you will be.
Anyway, my quick bio is that I grew up in New York City. And my father, who had been blackballed out of the teaching profession, fell into social work, and he was working with street gangs in New York City. And he happened upon steel band music accidentally. They were about to fire somebody who was a counselor at a summer camp they ran, and they asked him what else he knew how to do. And he said he could play pan and make them. He was from Antigua. His name was Rupert Sterling.
Oh, okay.
And my father, who had seen a steel band all of one time in his life, said, let's hire this guy and try it. And so they made Rupert made one set of pans and taught one group. And they were out playing gigs, and everybody wanted to do it.
I was surprised to come across you in a Sesame Street video.
Yeah, I did that when I was about 20 years old. 19,
you're doing the 12 song.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
It's beat. Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic.
It is. The guys that wrote it was super clever, and there's all the odd time stuff in it, and they got the Pointer Sisters to sing.
Okay. And I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's them.
For the full interview, head to my YouTube channel and listen to it there. You will not regret it.